Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Water is absolutely one of the most ominous hazards your child will ever encounter. Young children can drown in only a few inches of water, even if they've had swimming instruction. And if you're a parent who has children and you have either a pool or you go to a lake or even to the beach, there are so many things that you need to be aware of in terms of water safety. And I know it's every parent's worst nightmare to think of drowning. And we think of drowning as this big, loud event, but it's not really like that. And so here to talk to us today about water safety is Dr. Sarah Denny. She's an attending physician in the Division of Emergency Medicine at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Denny. Water safety. So first of all, what I just said about drowning being this big, loud, splashing event, it's not like that, is it?
No, it's not. Because if you think about it, you know, as the child starts getting tired out or starts going under, the first one of the first things that goes under is their mouth. So they're not yelling and screaming for help. They're just silently, quietly slipping under the water. So yeah, it's not a big, loud thrashing around and splashing of water or yelling. It's very quiet and subtle.
Okay, so starting when they're little, what should we be doing with children as far as water? I mean, there's water wings and life jackets, and it's fun to take a baby into a pool and hold them and bounce around and such. But, I mean, do we let them float around in water wings? And some people start even young babies in swim lessons. What do you think about that?
That's a great question. So we know from the evidence that there is no evidence to support those infant classes, you know, where they're less than one and they're, you know, making claims that they can prevent drowning in those children. So there's no evidence, and we don't want families to have a false sense of security. The AAP does recommend swim lessons, absolutely, when your child's developmentally ready. So I think one of the best things you can do for your child is get your child in swim lessons and make sure you're comfortable around the water. You know, really, swimming is a family activity. I know I've got memories of being at the lake with my family, but it's important that everyone knows how to swim, or at least knows water survival skills, so that if a child's in trouble, the adult is capable of intervening and helping them.
So then our kids get to be a little bit like a little older. Maybe we have a baby pool. And I will tell you, Dr. Denny, as a parent of two teenagers now, I remember just turning my back for a second. And it was in slow motion that my son, because it was one of those pools with the soft sides, mm-hmm. and he was leaning against the soft side, and of course it gave way, and in he went. He was about two or three, and I just, it was almost like a movie, slow motion, but I turned around, I ran over there, I grabbed him, but that was exact, and I still have chills from this, because I remember it like it was yesterday, and all I did was turn around. And so the fact is that it can happen so fast. So we all have these little baby pools when they're little, but even those things are so dangerous if we're not watching.
That's true. And your story perfectly illustrates the importance of constant supervision around any depth of water. So those tiny little baby pools or your bathtub or a bucket being used for cleaning in the home, like those are all potential drowning hazards. And one of the big things that we're promoting this summer is designate a water watcher. That is someone whose only job is to watch the person, the child in the pool. They're not on their phone. They're not reading a magazine. They are engaged in watching the children in the pool. And if there's little ones in the pool, they need to be within arm's reach because, as you mentioned earlier, it doesn't take long. They need to be within arm's reach of a beginning swimmer.
So we designate a swimmer, someone to watch the whole situation, whether it's a pool or even at the beach. There are so many other water safety tips. So give us some of those, Dr. Denny, and let's start with lakes and beaches, because people often, you know, think, oh, well, it's a beach, so I don't have to worry as much. But even diving into the surf mm-hmm. can cause quadriplegia. I mean, there's so many things. So start at the beach, lakes, and work your way to the pools.
Okay, sounds good. Well, and a lot of it applies to both. So one is you want to have a lifeguard. Whether you're at the beach, whether you're at the pool, there should be a lifeguard. However, just because there's a lifeguard doesn't mean that parents don't need to watch. They still need to watch their child, lifeguard or not. You had mentioned kind of the water wings. Those little floaty things are not a replacement for a life jacket. So we don't want families to put their child in those, and they could potentially slip off, and the parents might have a false sense of security. So we want to make sure that kids are using U.S. Coast Guard approved life jackets. And, you know, if they're at the ocean or at the beach, if they're on or around water, whether it's in a boat or around the water, you want to put them in that life jacket. Even if they're just on a dock fishing at the lake, they could easily topple in, so they should have that life jacket on if they're not a proficient swimmer. You know, that old adage, even from when I was little, always swim with a buddy. That's really important, especially with the lakes and oceans. No matter what your swimming ability is, you want to swim with a buddy so that, you know, if something happens, there's someone there who can get help. You brought up a great point about diving in where you don't know the depth, and that's what we typically will see that with lakes, oceans. Someone jumps off of a cliff or a bridge or jumps off some high area thinking that the water is really deep, and it may not be. Or you don't know if there's an underwater hazard. Maybe there's a tree underneath the water. So you want to make sure that you're looking for those types of hazards as well. I can't emphasize enough the importance of supervision and someone who knows how to do CPR, knows how to respond in the event that there is an emergency.
So what about CPR? What do you want people to know about what to do if somebody notices, oh my God, we're at a birthday party and there's kids in the pool and one of them's, you know, down, everybody jumps in, gets the kid out. What next? What is the CPR instructions for somebody who's been in the water too long?
Well, first we want someone to call 911 right away. And then someone else needs to be starting chest compression. So really, if you own a pool, you definitely need to have some basic first aid CPR knowledge to go through kind of the more specifics of what are proficient chest compressions and that kind of thing. But we really want people to start chest compressions right away if there's someone who is submerged.
And what else about being in, like, let's talk about lakes. And we mentioned diving into the surf and how dangerous. People don't even realize that that's so, you know, dangerous. But now you're up at somebody's lake house and you're out on boats. There's people drinking. But if people are in life jackets, does that assume that everybody's okay?
No, and you bring up a really good point about drinking or any kind of substance use while water is involved. That water watcher cannot be under the influence of anything. They need to be alert. They need to be engaged. They need to be able to respond if needed. And, you know, same thing on the lakes. People need to be able to respond in the case of an emergency. You know, judgment is obviously impaired when substance use is in play. So we want to make sure people are making really safe decisions. We know every year there's many people who die from boating under the influence. So yeah, definitely anyone who's operating a boat should not be under the influence. And just for general safety practices, we don't want the supervising adults to be substance impaired.
So wrap it up for us with your best advice about staying safe around water for children and really what you want parents to know as an emergency medicine physician, Dr. Denny, and the things that they need to be aware of when their children are anywhere near water.
Yes, I would say the number one thing that if I had to emphasize would be there is no replacement for adult supervision. So don't have a false sense of security that your child is a great swimmer or that there's a lifeguard, but really someone's got to watch your child in and around water. The other thing I would say is swimming's supposed to be fun, and we really want families to do that as a family activity. So make sure your children are in swimming lessons. If you don't know how to swim, get adult swimming lessons or do it as a family. You don't need to be Michael Phelps. Neither does your child. They don't need to know how to swim every stroke, but they need to know those basic water survival skills to keep themselves safe in and around water. If they were to fall in, they know what to do, and that will make everybody more comfortable and safe around water.
Thank you so much. It's really such important information. You're listening to Healthy Children, and our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. And if you like what you're hearing, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, rate and review, because that's the way that like-minded people, that parents, that we can all get involved in this discussion together. And you're hearing from our experts, and it's free, and these are AAP experts, so there is no better gold standard than this. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.